Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth International and allied NGOs call for more regulation on synthetic biology at the COP13. Marion Bassi, member of the Environmental Rights Action Friends of the Earth Nigeria, was part of the Friends of the Earth International delegation that participated in the 13th Conference of the Parties to the UN Convention on Biological Diversity, or COP13, held in Cancun, Mexico. Bassi made a statement on behalf of the Civil Society Working Group on Synthetic Biology during a plenary session that took place on December the 6th, calling for more regulation on synthetic biology. Before the parties and the rest of the NGOs participating as observers in the COP13, the activists warned that, quote, gene drives have quickly emerged as an extremely high-risk synthetic biology application since the last COP, and therefore should be placed under a moratorium, end quote. This request has also been made by 168 organizations worldwide, including Friends of the Earth International, who signed a common call for a global moratorium on gene drives. The signatories want a moratorium on any further technical development and experimental application of gene drives and other environmental release. Gene drives can alter ecosystems and boost agrochemical sales. Gene drives are an experimental genetic engineer technology, which is raising a lot of concerns within the civil society. It consists of passing on a specific bioengineered trait to all or most of the offsprings of a species so that this trait becomes dominant in wild populations of the target species over a few generations. This technology can be used to eradicate invasive animal species for conservative purposes, wheat species for agricultural purposes, or insects like the mosquitoes that transmit malaria for health security purposes. The problem is that given the current state of science, it is not possible to predict the ecological impacts of the environmental release of gene drives. Eradicating a single species or modifying its behavior can alter ecosystems. Suppressing a weed species can lead, for example, to the loss of habitat for animal species and the establishment of invasive ones. Gene drives are developed using a gene editing system called CRISPR-Cas9. In agriculture, its development can boost agrochemical sales because there have been proposals to render wheat species susceptible to proprietary agrochemicals, just like Monsanto rendered its GMOs resistant to Roundup. Synthetic biology needs an operational definition. Marion Bassi called on the parties to, quote, adopt an operational definition of synthetic biology, end quote, as a lack of a definition is already hindering work on this topic under the CBD and its protocols, and has been used as an argument against assessing the risk of synthetic biology. According to the Civil Society Working Group on Synthetic Biology, which comprises other organizations such as Econexus, Ecoropa, EDC Group, Heinrich Bell Foundation, the Sustainability Council, and Third World Network, synthetic biology is, quote, the next generation of biotechnologies that attempt to engineer, redesign, re-edit, and synthesize biological systems, including at the genetic level, end quote. The definition to be adopted by the CBD and the protocols, quote, should include techniques for genome editing and genome synthesis, end quote, said the group in its document called Synthetic Biology and the CBD. Digital sequencing can lead to digital biopiracy if not regulated. The Nigerian activists pointed out the need to address the urgent issue of digital sequences and biopiracy within the CBD and the Nagoya Protocol. She said, quote, rapid advances in sequencing and synthesizing DNA mean that digital biopiracy is now possible, circumventing the rules on access and benefit sharing, or ABS, end quote, set up by the Nagoya Protocol, warned the Civil Society Working Group on Synthetic Biology in its document, Synthetic Biology and the CBD. By ABS, the Nagoya Protocol means the sharing of the benefits arising from the use of genetic resources and states that it must be done in a fair and equitable way. The risk with genetic resources, DNA sequencing, for example, is that they can be transferred digitally and synthesized into living matter without physical exchange of biological material, which poses major challenges to many ABS systems that assume and utilize material transfer agreements throughout the group. They said, quote, it is important to the CBD to take a leading role in determining how to ensure that digital sequence information and gene editing are not used to amplify biopiracy and undermine ABS regimes, end quote. A need to address the socioeconomic and ecological impacts of synthetic biology. The convention requires an ongoing process to address the impacts of synthetic biology and sustainable use of biodiversity, especially the socioeconomic and indirect impacts, said Marion Bassi during the plenary. For example, some natural products are being produced with synthetic biology techniques by the synthetic biology industry instead of farmers, and more synthetic biology products are being developed, there's a huge risk that farmers lose their livelihoods. Marianne Bassi also called on the parties to address the issue of synthetic biology under the focus of biosafety as part of the Cartagena Protocol. She said they should come up with a process for developing guidelines based on the risk assessment under the Cartagena Protocol, draft written by the AHDG. This is a pressing issue given that synthetic biology is likely to lead to a development of organisms that will differ fundamentally from naturally occurring ones.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.